keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk.
Bona fide talk. Bona fide talk, yeah.
Church, I am your host, Evangelist Falana, a.k.a. Bonafide Talk, and you are listening to the Christian radio broadcast, Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. We are delighted that you have joined us today and equally delighted about our featured guest this evening. Amen. But guys, before we get started, let us open up tonight's radio broadcast with a prayer, okay? So clear our hearts and minds, please. Dear God, we just want to say thank you for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for all blessings you have bestowed upon us. I ask that you give me and our featured guests the appropriate words to say so that we are able to minister to the needs of your people. I ask that you shield us from the tactics of the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy, up to and including trying to block this message coming from tonight's radio broadcast. It is all about you, dear God. Dear God, we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, family. We're going to go into a quick commercial break. Here is a message from our sponsor, Pastor Frank Henderson of Excel Fellowship.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Frank Henderson, the pastor of Excel Fellowship Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's an honor to meet you and to come to you right here on Bonafide Radio. Check it out. Excel Fellowship Church, we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. at 3908 Arrow Drive, right here in the big city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Our mission is real simple. We are reaching the lost, equipping the saints, and manifesting Christ. We look forward to seeing you real soon. Okay, now let's get back to Bonafide Talk.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Frank. Welcome back, guys. You are listening to the live broadcast, Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts on the BFTM 103.3 radio network. It is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-days-a-week internet radio station. Hey, you can log on at getbonafide.org. Now it is time to present our featured guest. This man of God has done so much for so many people in what I like to call gospeltainment, from artists, television personalities, to radio station owners, to radio personalities like myself, either directly or indirectly. His work in gospeltainment has helped. Here he is, Bonafide Talk family, the man of the hour, a genius in his own right, president of the North Carolina Gospel Announcers Guild, Pastor Avetra Jones. Welcome to Bonafide Talk, sir.
Awesome. So glad to be here on today. Thank you so much. It's always such a fun talking to you. Last time I never forget. We had so much time, so much fun that time just slipped away, and I'm glad to be back.
It you know what, it really did.
Still
we're so excited about having you back, Pastor Jones. Could you please, because I know I'm looking at the switchboard, we have a house full, love you guys, I'm looking in the chat room, we got a few in there too. Could you please elaborate, because I know I'm familiar with the work that you do, but perhaps our listeners are not. Could you please elaborate on what you do with the North Carolina Gospel Association's Guild?
Well, actually, now we are the official North Carolina, South Carolina Gospel Announcers Guild Music Association. We've been doing this now for probably going on 20 years. We were a part of the Gospel Music Workshop of America's GMWA.
Right.
We lost our great leader, Elder Bishop Hobbs, on last year. However, the GMWA is still going on strong. They were in their conference on last week, and I'm hearing great things thus far. But this year was our first year that we went independent as a indie organization, and next year we're getting ready to go national with the organization, and we got people that's lined up all across the country from Minnesota to North to you name it to make this a major organization next year in 2016. But we had an awesome time this past year in Greensboro, record-setting numbers, hotel filled out, awesome time, and we even bought Quartet in a major way this year. Doc McKenzie came in and just flat out turned the house out along with some of the others.
Okay.
And we're looking for other great things in 2016. But we are an organization that's that we deal with industry. We deal with radio. We deal with TV. We deal with print. We deal with promoters. Anything that that has anything to do with industry, we try to deal with it, from writing to copyrights to entertainment attorneys, you name it. If you're a part of this organization, whether you're a radio artist, whatever, a choir member, this is an organization. We all come together. We learn and have fun doing it. And at the same time, we all led by Jesus Christ, and that's the main thing. We're led by Him. So that's just a little small part of what we do. Definition. We're a people's person, and God has put us here on this earth to help people, and that's what we do.
Amen. Amen. You know, and I was just telling you earlier before we came on the air, when God put in my spirit misguided ambitions, I could not think of anyone under the sun better to ask to talk with me about this other than you, Pastor Vetra, because it's like you and I were talking. You know, there, I would imagine that you've run across zillions of people who are in ministry, whether music or preaching or TV or radio or whatever, for all the wrong reasons. But before we tap into that, can you give us a small example or one example of exactly like what you do from a promotion standpoint? Do you work with image? Do you work with promotions? How does that work for you?
We do it all. We have a company. It's called the ALJ Agency, Production and Management, and we formed this company probably six or seven years ago, and we did it because I had begun working my daughter's career. Ruth Laontre, who now she's a Ty Scott recording artist, was nominated for 2 Stellas this past year. But I did
it
mainly to really get her started. And then at the same time, I saw the needs of other artists that were lacking information, vital information on branding, on marketing, on radio tracking, and why are you trying to chart. And we break all this stuff down, and it's amazing. The artists who just getting so much wrong information on charting and all this other kind of stuff, and everybody want to be in the top charts, but they don't even know the reason why or how they're getting there. So
right. There's
a lot of stuff going on in the industry that really need to be, I don't want to say exposed, but the truth that need to be out so people get an understanding and, you know, wonder why you see one artist not in the top 10 and you see others that are in the top 10, and you're like, wow, how did they get in the top 10? And a lot of people don't even know their name. If you ask the average church person who they are, they won't even know who they are. So you got to become a people's artist where people know you, and then when it comes down to the charts, it's like a whole new game, and I've seen so much misled, misguided information about all this stuff. And so my job as an agency is really to tell the truth. And, you know, I tell folks all the time, I'm like Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a weeping prophet that he was sent out to tell the truth. And I don't care how did it sound. A lot of people didn't like him, and a lot of the people didn't like the truth. But he kept saying the same thing over and over again. He wasn't no popular person.
Yes, he did.
Sometimes you're not going to be popular. You got to continue to stick to what God has ordained you to you and tell the truth. And that's what the agency is all about. Just basically to tell the truth. We don't try to overprice people with a lot of money. And we tell you what we can do, and basically the choice whether you want to do it or not. And basically we brand, we market, we deal with radio stations, and just basically to tell the truth about the industry and kind of give you a chance as an artist to make it.
Okay, cool. That sounds like a winner. Later on towards the end of the show, Pastor Vetra, I'd like to go over a couple things with you regarding how to reach you and, you know, or how to reach your organization, that type of thing. But right now, guys, we're going to go into another quick commercial break, okay? Here's Better by James Patterson.
Put your hands together. Put your hands together. A little something like this. Put your hands together. Come on. Put your hands together. A little something like that. Put your hands together. Put your hands together.
I know you're a host. I know you've been.
Pastor Vetra, I have to be forthcoming. That's one of my favorite songs that I've heard amongst all the indie gospel artists that I've had the pleasure of working with over the years. It just pumps me up because, you know, it's amazing how when we're going through something, how we think it's the most horrible storm in the world, and then when God brings us out this thing, you're just, like, so much better for it. Even the struggles. Can you identify with that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, with the struggles making you a better person?
Oh yeah. I mean, I preached on that this morning. We was talking about in my message this morning how Paul was writing a letter to Timothy, his son, when his sons, and he was at that time of the text, he was in a jail cell and he was waiting to in Rome and wait to go plead his case for Caesar in Rome. But at the same time, he was sitting there and watching how the soldiers do the weapons, how the soldiers clean up stuff, and just to make a long story short, in that text from chapter 1 through 6, he was kind of saying, don't worry about the simple matters of the world, the distractions of the world, in other words, because at the end, it's going to be better, it's going to be okay. You just can't, you know, got to keep in your mind focused on Christ, because at the end of the day, even talks about the farmer, at the end of the day, you're going to be first partakers of the good stuff. So that means I'm going to struggle, I'm going to go through, but at the same time, I'm not going to get distracted by the simple stuff are the matters of the world that the devil throws in my face. Things will get better, especially when I know that I am pleasing. I am pleasing my commander in chief. That's Jesus Christ. Things will get better. Now James is like one of my godsons. He's just awesome.
Amen. Amen. Well put. You know, it's interesting, Pastor Vetra, how you mentioned Timothy, because the topic of the show is you're not talked about. Misguided ambitions, and I'm actually pulling from Timothy. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how we do a bona fide talk. We keep it bona fide, we keep it real, but we also keep it bona fide biblical, okay? So
right.
Do me a favor. I'm going to give you a second to get your Bibles together and get your pen and paper together or get your pads together. I know we're in the 21st century now, Pastor Vetra. Some of us don't even write anymore. We're pecking a tablet now. That's just how we're pecking that smartphone or something. Well, I want to give everybody time to get that together, Pastor Vetra. Here is Donald Stanville, the representative from Lincoln Heritage.
Hi, I'm Donald Stanville. I'm your ambassador. I represent your community. Here at Lincoln Heritage, we offer free education workshops on different types of life insurance. We want to ensure proper coverage to help alleviate stress on your loved ones during those difficult times. To learn more about what we offer, please call at 252-468-2147. Again, that number is 252-468-2147.
Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys. One of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts on the BFTM 103.3 radio network. Hey, that station is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, y'all. So you can check it out at getbonafide.org. Amen. So, Pastor Vetra, like I mentioned, you mentioned that you preach from Tim, and I love it when God gives us confirmation because that's where I'm coming from, too. You know, we were talking about, you know, how people come into what I like to call gospeltainment for all the wrong reasons, and then we wonder why we don't make it. I'm pulling from 1 Timothy, guys, 1:5-7. 1 Timothy 1:5-7. Now, the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, conscience, and a faith unfeigned, for which some having swerved, having turned aside unto vain jingling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor wherefore they affirm. That right there for me, Pastor Vetra, says a mouthful because, you know, you know, my pastor, Pastor McDalia, she preached this morning about how there are people that are in ministry, and you can kind of like watch the ministry for a second and figure out that they don't even believe what God tells them. Amen?
Amen. Oh, you're right. You are. As a matter of fact, we talked about that this morning, too. And, I mean, God always gives you confirmation because even the leaders, we got the apostles, we got the bishops, we got the leaders of the church are telling the members what to do. But they're really not doing it themselves, and they're not believing God themselves, and it's so easy for them to tell folks, but they're not really believing it. So
right.
This is amazing how we are on the same page from this morning's message. I mean, we first got to be partakers. If I'm going to tell you, for a good example, if I'm going to tell you to get out here and work in the field, I got to know how to work in that field too. But
amen.
A lot of us as leaders, we don't do that. And so this such a great word that you come from, Tim. It's just awesome. It's amazing.
Amen. 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 And, you know, back then, as you know, what I try to do sometimes, Pastor Vetra, and it was a very good friend of mine, Cameron Lewis, who suggested this to me. He's a gospel radio personality, too, or actually a gospel artist personality. He was telling me, he says, Fee, sometimes what I try to do is I try to put myself in the shoes of that person. And I'm finding that as I do that, as I kind of sort of go through this metamorphosis of trying to become that person as I read, I'm finding that when I read Timothy, he was surrounded by people who were clamoring for the ministry spotlight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There were none. They weren't really in it for God or weren't really in it for other people or introducing people to Christ. They were in it because it sounded good and for the bling bling, as the young folks like to say. Amen?
Right, exactly.
You know, so then what do we say to our – listen, we're going to start with the gospeltainment industry. We're going to get on the church in a little bit, but let's start with the gospeltainment industry. With what you do – I know you do, but just for clarity, how stressed in your work do you emphasize that it is needful that we keep God first? And when you find those individuals that don't have God in it, what do you do?
Well, it's just like the topic. I don't know if you want to get on the topic yet, but misguided ambitions. But ambitions for a person is someone that's seeking fame, or they're seeking – basically, they're thinking to be get successful. They're thinking a lot of respect. They want to succeed. It's a major ambition. I got a strong ambition. I got to do this. I'm going to college to be a professor. So it's my ambition to get out there and do what I need to do. But imagine going to college for 4 years and you are getting the wrong teacher. You're
right.
Getting the wrong understanding of why you're going to be a doctor. And you want to be a doctor to work on people, but somebody's teaching you how to work on animals. So now, it's the same way it is with the gospel. I like the way you said gospeltainment business. A lot of people have strong ambitions, but they are seeking folk and different ones that are giving them misguided information, and they all their ambitions are going to the wrong place. They're doing the wrong. Even in the book I spoke on this morning, it's even an athlete has to train, but the athlete has to train by the rules. So if you're not being trained by the rules, then you're gonna be seeking fame, and you're gonna get the fame quicker than the others who are really doing it the right way. And it's so bad in this gospel industry right now. You got people that are seeking fame, and one way they're doing it, they're paying for it. This stuff has gotten so out of hand at this point now that it's people like myself and. I heard you mention brother Pastor Frank, awesome guy, and we used to talk to you all the time about this whole stuff. A lot of people are getting misguided information. They want to be number one on the charts. They want to be number two on the charts. Then if I go ask my mama what's the name of this person, she don't know who they is, we got a problem.
Right.
Because you have not become a people's person. You have become a person that's in this business right now. It's all about them. It's about marketing. But there are a lot of people that are paying for marketing and get these top spots. There are a lot of people that are paying for all this kind of stuff. But you're really not doing it. The Bible says, and do it patience, you receive a promise. But a lot of people don't have patience. So what's happening, they are seeking out individuals who are misguiding them. And what it's doing is messing their ambitions up, so they're seeking wrong stuff, and they're getting it quick, but they're getting it the wrong way. But at the end
Amen.
Of the day, the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but them who will endure to the end. So meaning this, I might not be swift, I might not get it fast like you're getting it, but I'm going to get it right. It may take me a little time, but my ambitions are going to be true ambitions, so when I go strive, do what I need to do, it may take a little longer. You may not see me playing on this radio station or that radio station. It's okay. It's fine.
Right.
I don't have to have my mom or my friend, my cousin, everybody calling the radio station requesting a song. That's okay, because eventually God is going to open up the windows of heaven where if you don't play it or they don't play it, it may be somebody in Africa going to play it. And if God
Amen.
Has to take someone in Africa to play it first, to work his way back over the seas, across the ocean, back to the United States to make it work, he'll do that too. But we want to be patient. We want to seek longevity in Christ. I mean, be thou faithful unto death, meaning be thou faithful unto death, meaning if I don't even get fame, it's okay. If I don't sell a record, it's okay. Long as I'm seeking ministry, I like what my nephew said this morning, Janoa, who's doing gospel rap. He said, I'm not out here for fame. I'm not out here for fortune. I'm not out here for attention. It's all about ministry right now. Because what's happening right now with the world right now, the devil now, he's using his tools, he's using his dots to distract us away from our blessings. He brought up the Confederate flag. He's bringing up racism. He's bringing up gay marriages. He's bringing all that stuff. And what people don't understand, gay marriages didn't start this year. Gay marriages have been ever since the days of the Corinthians. This is nothing
That's
new.
That's true.
So, but what the enemy is trying to say, oh, this is all new, and everybody's going crazy, and race war, and all this, we want to go back to the race war, but what he's doing, he is distracting us as God's people to get our minds off of what God has in store for our life, and we keep on seeking God's face. Matthew 6 tells us, and we keep on seeking God's face, seek his face first. This stuff is going to come for us, but the problem I see in the industry, if I get to talking about this, I can get to talk about this all night long. But the problem I've been seeing in the industry is even the conferences, we have conferences, people can't get on one accord. We got folks saying this conference is better than the other conference. This conference is better than the next conference. You know, all this kind of stuff. That's why I had to mention GMWA when I first came in. I love the GMWA, Gospel Music of America, Gospel Announcers of the Year. We are family to life. You may not see me there, but we're family. They're part of me. So, but then you'll see people. Pastor Jones didn't come this year. So what happened? I guess he's mad. I guess he's somewhere else. But no, people look into people's life and they read into stuff that the enemy wants to start confusion and the you know, I tell folks all the time, the devil is the author of confusion.
Amen.
Which is probably the second best book I have that's been sold. The Holy Bible is the first. He's right there with the second one.
I know that's right.
So with the misguided ambitions, if people begin to focus, I may not get in the top charts. I might not ever get in the charts. It's okay.
Right.
The charts is a man-made system. And what people don't understand, even with the BDS charts, there's only 40-something stations that's charting music. So you mean to tell me, as an artist, and I know God is on my side. I know I'm praying. I know I'm fasting. I know I'm seeking God's face. I'm inking songs down that He tells me to write in the midnight hour. I'm writing songs through my pain. I'm writing songs through my healing. I'm writing songs through my miracle. So you mean to tell me that I got to base my testimony on 40 stations?
Something's wrong with that picture, right?
There's something major wrong with that picture. I try to let folks know that you can't base your career. Now let me, I'm going to say something special to help my North and South Carolina artists that's listening to me right now on this phone. If I'm a North Carolina artist, a South Carolina artist, there's no way in the world I'm going to base my career on the chart. Because we don't have 40-some stations that's been charted by BDS. And there's only really three in both states, North and South Carolina, that's our recording station. So if I'm an artist in North Carolina, if I look at the charts and see I'm not even in the charts and base my career on that, you've already lost.
You're lost and you're going to get discouraged easily.
You're going to get discouraged easily and you're not understanding the system. So what's happening, misguided ambition, misguided information leads to misguided people telling people, and they're leading. You got misguided people sending out false messages to people who are not strong enough to understand what misguided ambitions are.
Absolutely. And Pastor Vetcher, we have a caller.
Okay.
Caller with the number ending in 6195. You're now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question, comment, or contribution to tonight's discussion?
Hi, this is Robin.
Hello, Lady Robin. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying the discussion, and I was just listening, you know, when he was talking about I'm an author, and I see that. I hear people talking about these labels and these seals on their books, and I could still consider myself like a new author, just learning things. I didn't know these people were paying top dollars to have seals on their books. to make it sound
absolutely
like they're top sellers and best sellers. I'm like, really? So, and because there was a young lady, I saw her book, she had a field on the book, and I was like, I've never seen or even heard of her, and I know I'm just one person. So I was asking other people, and they was like, no, I never heard of her. Nobody. Nobody's heard of this person. And then I was told another thing, these people who got stacked up money in the bank, they go buy 10,000, 15,000 copies of their own book. So they can say 15,000 copies sold when they sold to themselves or they sold to a warehouse somewhere, but they're not being distributed. And I said, you know what, I'm writing to get the word of God out in a fun way. I wrote a novel, it's loaded with scriptures. And what good does it do me to buy 10,000 copies of my own book unless I'm planning on giving them away? And my thing is, and if you got it like that, give them away, because we're supposed to be selling the word. And if that's what we put in there in a book, we want it to sell, and I want all the sales just to me. And
absolutely,
I just thought it was ludicrous, and I understand what the speaker is saying about they're misguided. Because to me, you're trying to brand yourself and not the word of God.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go. There yeah. you go. That's
I mean,
it.
And
that's
she
it.
Has it right. Robin, you have it right. And it works the same way even in the industry. There's a sheet called the CMTH sheet. It's by the Christian Music Trade Association. It's like a Christian SoundScan event sales affidavit, which like if I'm an artist, and I did a show at your church, and suppose your church seated 1,000 people. Now, if I go in there and I sold, if I sold 500 units, if I did, even let's put it this way, if your church seated 1,000 people, and I go in there and do a show, and I don't sell about 10 CDs, you know, sometimes, and some people are doing it this way. Now, Robbie, you may be my friend. I may add a few more zeros on that sheet, and that's gonna make my sales look good for that week.
Right.
So then it comes out on the sales report every week. Then that's he's top 25 in sales. When in reality, you have not been top 25 in sales. So this happened across the board. But my thing is, I want to get to a point with my artist when if I got 1,000 people in there, who says? I mean, God is a big God. We serve a mighty good God. I want to be able to sell a legitimate 1,000 CDs. I want to be able to get that report in a legitimate report, a true report. No matter that my God is able. He said, "Go there," and then if He tell me to go there, and He's already the ways already we made. He's going to put in people's hearts, support this person. Whether you got a book, whether you got an offering, whether you're a preacher going out on the field, God would already send the finances there to support you. You don't have to come back and fabricate numbers and all this kind of stuff. And that's what's been going on in the industry. So it's time for us as people, top leaders in the industry, like Jeremiah, we must preach the truth.
Exactly.
Amen. And keep God first in everything that we do.
Bottom
Speaking
line.
Of that, we're getting ready to play another song, God, by my good friend and sister, Prophetess Monica Phillips. You are first.
Together again, I know it seems you carried me until I was able to come around your birth. Jesus, your birth. Yeah. I came to you broken hearted, wounded on every.
Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, fam. One of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts on the BFTM 103.3 radio network. Hey, like I've been stating throughout the radio broadcast, BFTM is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can listen to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the BFTM 103.3 radio network. Pastor Vetri, you know, as I listen to you and Robin carry on with the conversation, I'm reminded of Psalms 139. So, ladies and gentlemen, open your Bibles up. You know, I know you already have them and everything. We allow time for that. But let's open our Bibles now to Psalms 1, 39 through 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be anything wicked in me. You know, I just feel like that in lieu of what we're talking about, Pastor Vetri, that really is kind of like a profound scripture in my mind right now, because when we find ourselves with bad motives in what we're doing, it's time to kind of do a double take, don't you think?
Yeah, and that's why it's very important that we search and maintain our praying daily, fasting and meditating and seeking God's face, because it's so easy. That's what I was saying. It's so easy for us to get caught up in the everyday matters. It's so easy for us to get caught up in the darts that the devil throws our way. And if we don't stay strong, you know, the devil will sneak into our minds and he'll sneak into our hearts, and then we'll become mischievous and we'll become things that we should not be. So that's why it's so important to stay rooted, stay grounded, meditate on the law both day and night. Get a prayer life. Before I get to my desk, I have my office upstairs, and before I even sit down and go to work, I have I come from the old school. Evangelist Lady Jones, who's my mom, and my father was Apostle A. Jones Sr. We come from the days of casting out devils and laying hands on the sick and praying over prayer cloths. And my pastor prayed over a prayer rug about 4 or 5 years ago. And under my feet, I have a prayer rug that I place my feet on even before I even go to work. And it basically stays on this prayer rug. Right, it's on it right now as I even on the phone and on my computer. I keep my feet on this prayer rug as a point of contact, knowing that God is going to make me have the right choices, make the right decisions, let people know they're not being misled, not being, being dishonest with folks. Integrity is so very important. And so you got to stay focused. If you don't stay focused and meditate, you know, the enemy will kind of give you distractions and kind of cause you to get off course a little bit. So that's why it's so important. That's a great script you read.
You know something, you said a mouthful there, Pastor Vetra, because, see, if I be forthcoming about this thing, I've been doing radio now since 2011, and knowing what God had called me to do, okay, but not knowing the vehicles to take or what car to even get on to make things happen. You know, I've been victimized in gospeltainment, to be honest with you. I've spent a lot of money trying to make some things happen. And, you know, and by the grace of God, that was a learning process, and that will, you know, equip me to be able to guide others along the way, you know, of not how to allow themselves to be vulnerable by ambition, because that will get you into trouble. But the saving grace with that for me, Pastor Adventure, was the fact that I knew that God had called me, you know, and
right,
I knew what my motives were in doing what I do. So I kept plugging at it. You know, I'm like, no, I don't care what anybody else says. I'm going to still keep building this art. I don't care what it looks like. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. And I held on to that, you know, and by the grace of God, things are beginning to come into fruition and that type of thing, and I'm grateful for that. But what do you say to those artists, those gospel radio announcers, those television people that want to do certain things and that their motives are pure, Pastor Vetra, but they can't seem to get anywhere? What would your advice be to them?
Patience on top of patience. It goes back to my message this morning. You got to be able to put in the labor, put in the work. You got to be able to understand that if I work long enough as a farmer, if I work long enough, I'm going to have to, when those crops get ready, I'm going to be able to be partakers of that fruit. And so it's going to take a lot of patience. It's going to take you going the long way and being faithful unto death, meaning don't get discouraged when people leave you, because you're going to have some people that's going to be with you for a season. They're going to walk off and leave you for no reason. You're going to have people that's going to say things about you. You're going to have people to accuse you. But these are the kind of things you got to know. I know I've not done anybody wrong. So you got to be so confident in yourself that I know I'm a king's kid. I know that I love the Lord on my heart. I love people. And you got to understand, you're not the only one that's going to be picked out and picked on and get ridiculed and have lies told on you. You got to know that God is with me. So as long as I know I'm treating people right, I'm going to keep on doing what I need to do as a radio announcer. I may not get the, you know, a lot of folks, they judge their popularity on the views they get on Facebook, the views they get on their YouTubes, or the likes they get on their Facebook page. I tell folks all the time, you know, I have so many people that's my friends, and there are so many people I say, I know you see it. I mean, you don't have to like it. I know you see it, and that's all that matter. But there are a lot of folks, they'll let that get to them. Oh, you don't have to like my page. Just do what God has in store for you. Long as God is loving what you're doing, everything else is gonna follow. So my advice to those artists, understand, you may go to a place, you may sing in front of one or two, you may sing in front of thousands. give everything you got. Every time you open up a microphone, radio announcers, do your best. You just do your best with a smile on your face, knowing I'm glorifying God. By me glorifying God, it's going to glorify God's people, and it's going to keep me encouraged even through my drought season. Even through when it don't feel like I'm being heard. Even when it feel like my song's not being played on the radio. I love my daughter, Ruth LaAntra, because she's a young lady who's 23 years old, who's one of the top elite artists in the country right now. But at
awesome.
The same time, she has a praying life. You'll find her in her room reading her Bible. You'll find her fasting. She stayed before Christ. And so most time when you get those kind of folks that's really dedicated to Christ, those are the ones that's going to have the longer road to travel. They're not going to get the shortcuts, you know. You're not going to be the most popular person. But
right.
when you show no rooted and grounded in God, the long way is always the best way, because when you get there, it's going to be long-lasting, not a one-hit wonder or short-lived. So you got to understand patience. So important.
Wow. Ladies
wow.
and gentlemen,
if anyone has any questions or comments or would like to contribute to tonight's discussion, dial now 347-327-9688 and press 1. For those of you that are already on the switchboard, if you have a question or comment or would like to contribute to tonight's discussion, go ahead and press 1 now, baby, okay? All right, very good. Okay, so now, one thing that, you know, during my course of even becoming a minister, long before radio, becoming a minister and having to make some decisions, Pastor Vetra, about how I'm going to conduct in my life, I have found that often the hardest person to scrutinize is that person you see in the mirror, amen? You know,
yeah,
I had to come
right.
to terms with a few things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, and once I, you know, drew a couple of conclusions and based my character on the character of God, then I began to see there were some things that I had to stop doing, some people I had to let go, some things I had to let go. And honestly, it's quit a couple of jobs because I was around too many demons, you know. And I wasn't strong enough in God at the time to be able to, you know, fight that particular demon. I was kind of like a babe in Christ when I was going through this piece, okay. So what did I do? I got away from everything that I thought was out to steal, kill and destroy me, because I know that God wants to give me life and give me life more abundantly. Amen. We have to just simply stay focused on God's word. And here's Focus, Guys, by Renee Malloy.
Yeah.
Your grace and the things I do.
Beautiful. Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, family. One of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of the hottest on the BFTM 103.3 radio network. You can listen to that, guys, at getbonafide.org. You know, Pastor Fetcher, I forgot to mention to you, the young lady, Robin, that you were just speaking with, she's my friend and colleague, and she's also a team member. She's about to come out with her radio show on the BFTM 103.3 radio network, Relationships and You. Robin, are you still on the radio broadcast?
Yes, I'm here.
Would you please elaborate on what your show is going to be about?
I'd be glad to. We're going to be talking about relationships, and it could be a husband, a wife, a mother, a father, friends, relationship, and especially dealing with conflict, because if everything's perfect in your life, then you don't want to talk, you know. But we're going to be dealing with, you know, things that people go through in relationships and how to handle a lot of things. And, of course, we're going to be looking at things from a biblical perspective, because sometimes we think we are right. You know, the Bible says that basically sometimes we think the way that we are doing is the right way, and it's not. And one of the things that my pastor always tells us is not about who's right, is what's right, and the word of God is what's right. So we want to address issues. Well, some of the main issues that I see in relationships now is unforgiveness and not knowing how to truly restore people after we claim we have forgiven them. And we want to address those, some of those issues that people go through. Because
Amen.
A lot of times we're getting some bad advice from friends. As a divorced woman myself, I can tell you I love marriages. I love to see people work things out if they can. I know sometimes they can't, but I just love to see people work things out. And I tell people all the time, if I had been in a good church, rooted and grounded the way I am now, I would still be married. Well, if the other party wanted to be married, because you can't make nobody want you. But,
no, you can't.
And so from that perspective, I generally like to try to talk to people about what they're going through. One of the things I see with women, I'm going to be real short here about this, is that a lot of times when we have been done wrong, we feel justified in doing whatever we want to do, and that is not
uh-huh.
That's not how God intended for us to do that. We can't just assume because he was the one cheated, we can now treat him any kind of way we want to. At the same time, we still saying that we still want to be with him and we love him, and then expect him to want to stay in that just because he made a mistake.
Right. Right, right. I cannot wait for your show to come on the air on the BF. Yes, it is. She's a powerhouse. I thank God for you, Robin.
Thank you.
I thank God for you, honey. Ladies and gentlemen, we are towards the end of our show. We want to humbly thank Pastor Avetra Jones for being the featured guest on Bonafide Talk tonight. Pastor Avetra, what would be your closing remark for tonight regarding the topic misguided ambition?
Again, I just want to, first of all, thank you for inviting me on tonight. I want to thank some of my guild members, some of my board directors. I see Sister Jennifer Chanel out of South Carolina. She's on the call tonight. I want to thank some of our board of directors who's on the phone on the call tonight as well. But I do want to say, my stay focused. Beware of people that are coming to you that it sounds so good and they can reach so many people. Do your research. I mean, if you have to take your time, but don't jump at the first opportunity. Do your research and find out who's really doing what. I mean, find out what stations are doing what market is doing what. I don't care if it's BDS, Media Guide, college radio. You better respect all radio, whether it's college radio, whether it's internet radio, the show that you have. I take everybody is so important. I don't care if you got one listener, you are important to me. So if it's AM, FM, college, internet, target everybody. Don't base your career on what somebody said, well, I can get you in the charts. But you better believe they may can get you in the charts, but it's going to come up with a price. It's going to come up with a cost. It's going to come with a price, and you're going to end up getting taken then you're gonna come back. You're gonna come back to somebody like me that's gonna tell you the truth. And most times they don't want to take care of the business on my end because they're not getting, you know, they're not getting real quick. I'm gonna tell them real simple and fast. I can get you there, but it's gonna take you some time. It's gonna take some grinding. It's gonna take some work. And most of all, you're gonna have to be led by the Lord, led by the Holy Spirit, and put Him first. Because when you put Him first, He'll make easy and successful your way. So that's kind of look few pointers I can tell you. Just watch out for misguided ambitions. Watch out for misguided people. I just put it that way. Watch out for misguided people that's telling you the untruths.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. That's the truth. Perfect, perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, consider these three key points for our motives, okay? A pure heart, a good conscience, and faith. You know, at times we must strive to serve, at all times, excuse me, we must strive to serve God with a pure heart, okay? With no ulterior motives of self-serving motives. Our conscience should affirm our service, not accuse it, okay? God has given us the wonderful gift of a conscience that we might have an inner sense of right and wrong. So bottom line, what am I saying, ladies and gentlemen? As always, in everything that we do, keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk.